Father. Let's lift our hands to the Most High God and bless His holy name. Let us give Him glory. Let's give Him honor. Let's give Him adoration for making this day possible. Let's bless His holy name. He's worthy to be praised. Praise Him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Now, today being a very special day, I've come specially to pronounce the Father's blessing on you. And so we will start with that before we go to the Word, because I could disappear before you know what's happening. So whatever area where you want the Almighty God to do something special in your life, talk to Him now for about 2 minutes. Any area where you expect God to visit you in a very special way, where you're expecting an encounter with the one who can give you a major turning point, talk to Him now. And engineers, please help those who are in the VIP section. Tell God what you want Him to do for you, especially today, something to mark this day by. A prayer you have been praying for a long time that is not yet answered. Tell God about it now, so I can join my faith with yours. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
I have a Father, He is King of kings and Lord of lords. I have a Father, hallelujah.
I have a Father,
hallelujah.
Almighty Father, He is King of kings and Lord of lords. I have a Father,
hallelujah.
My Father, my God, we bless Your holy name. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, Jehovah El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God, glory be to Your holy name. Father, accept our worship in Jesus' name. I want to thank You very, very specially for this day. I want to thank You for the firstborn family. I want to thank You for the days of joy and the days of sorrow. I want to thank You for the mountains and the valleys. And I want to thank You for this day that will be a major turning point. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, You said that if two of us shall agree as touching anything we ask on earth, that it will be done for us by our Father in heaven. Today, I'm in total agreement with all these your children. Everything they want from you, give them today in Jesus' name. The kind of miracles that they have never experienced before, release to them today in Jesus' name. The kind of breakthroughs that will make this day unforgettable in every facet of their lives, Father, release to them in Jesus' name. Before the sun sets today, let everyone here sing a new song. A new song of joy. A new song of victory. A new song of progress. A new song of anointing. A new song of breakthroughs. And a new song of a closer walk with you. Let every one of us sing a new song today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hey, let somebody shout hallelujah. Well, shake hands with two or three people and tell them, do you know this is the day I've been waiting for? And God bless you. You may please be seated. Thank you. Mommy had said 50% of what I wanted to say. Thank God for a woman in the spirit. I was going to start by congratulating you and then to challenge you to let your impact be felt in society. When the Almighty God started the Model Parish, it was for a major purpose, that we would turn this country down, upside down, and restore the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ to this land. Please, engineers, help those people who are clapping. This is not a day when somebody will not hear what I'm saying. I thank God for the battles He has fought for you. I thank God for the victories He had given you. And I pray that He will continue to make you victorious. But then, I have limited time, so I will just go straight to the Word of God. I want to thank all those who had contributed one way or the other in making the firstborn family what they are today. I am believing God that even next year, if you go to the National Stadium, it will be too small for you. Daniel chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 34 to 37. Daniel chapter 4, verse 34 to 37. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I bless the Most High, and I praise and honor Him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay His hand or say unto Him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride is able to abase. There are several types of turning points. In mathematics, we have what we call the head-up parabola. Don't let that frighten you. It's talking about something like a hill. And when you're looking at a hill, you start from one side, you keep climbing, you get to the top. If you go to the other side, you keep descending. The top of that hill is a turning point. Going up and then turning and coming down. We call that one head-up parabola. A good example will be King Saul. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 19 to 21, 1 Samuel 9, 19 to 21, you hear him say that he was a Benjamite, the smallest tribe in Israel, and his family was the least in the tribe. But then God picked him up and began to raise him until he became the king of a nation. But when he reached the top, he began to come down. From being a king, he became a madman. From being a king who chased away all witches and wizards in the land, he became somebody who was approaching a witch again to know the future. And finally, of course, when he died, all his sons died with him one day. That's a good example of a head-up parabola. Turning point at the peak. That will not be your own turning point. Then we have what we call the head-down parabola. And that's the example of a valley between two mountains. I'm sorry, I've told the engineers to help you. If they don't help you, maybe you better move and come and stand where you can hear me. I can't wait. I have to keep going. When you look at a valley between two hills, you're coming down, down, down. And when you get to the bottom, you turn and begin to go high, high, high. A good example will be Bartimaeus. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52. Initially, he was pitied. Then he became disdained. People began to look at him as a pest. And then he moved on to open hatred. People hated him openly. But then he had an encounter with Jesus. And the tide turned. From a beggar, he became a center of attraction. And he ended up becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ. He was going down, down, down. Then he turned and he began to go up, up, up. For somebody here today, that will be your own turning point. But then there are other turning points, which I will mention quickly as we go along. But let us first of all look at this head-down parabola. This turning point that starts from going down and then begins to go up. Let's take a physical example. In Mark chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34, Mark 5, 25 to 34, the Bible tells us the story of the woman with the issue of blood. She started healthy, and then she started losing blood. And as she was losing blood, she was also losing money. She was also losing joy. She was also losing everything. And then she had an encounter with Jesus, and he died too. She got her healing. She never needed to visit the doctors again. Her hope was restored, and everything became glorious. If there's anyone here today that even the doctors have lost hope concerning you, today will be your turning point. It's the story of a young man that I'm sure you've heard. He thought he had toothache. Then they use all manners of mouthwash, all manners of drugs, and the ache got worse. Finally, they discovered that what he had was cancer of the jawbone. By the time we came in contact, doctors in London have given him 2 weeks to live, maximum. That's when they brought him to Redemption Camp. And the Almighty God took control. That was 1983. He's still alive and well today. He's married. He had 2 children, a boy and a girl. And the boy that they thought would die in 2 weeks, he's still praising the Almighty God today. If you have any physical situation that you are already at the very bottom, today you will climb out of the valley in Jesus' name. Let's take one example material. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16, 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16, tells us the story of the widow of Zarephath. You know, when you read these stories, you have to imagine them, put yourself into the situation, analyze this situation. When the famine started, this woman had food. But little by little, the food dwindled until there was only one meal left. And it was to be a kind of farewell meal. You read that story? What she said was, I will cook this last meal, myself and my son will eat, and since we don't want to starve, we will just go ahead and commit suicide. That's what she said. Then she had an encounter with God, and the tide turned. And that woman was never hungry again. I have good news for someone here today. No matter how low you are financially, today the tide will turn for you. Some of you will remember the story of a man, a very wealthy man, who had a quarrel with his wife. He didn't know the kind of woman he was married to. And the woman said to him, by the time I finish with you, you will trek in Lagos. And the man just laughed at her. How can I trek in Lagos? because at that time he had at least 14 cars. But then the tide began to turn, and she began to lose everything. Contract that he had executed, he had paid him for, they said he must refund the money. One thing after the other, until finally he had only one car left and 50 kobo. In those days, 50 kobo was a note. He had a 50 kobo note left in his pocket. He said, when he was sharing his testimony, I had a choice. Do I buy food with this 50 kobo? 50 kobo could save you a meal then. Or use the money to buy petrol, because if I use the money to buy food and there's no money for petrol, then I will trek, like my wife said. That's when he came to the church at Ibutimeta, met the Lord Jesus Christ. The tide turned. The day he was sharing his testimony, he was dedicating 2 houses in Ikeja. There's someone here today, no matter how low you are financially, the tide will turn for you. Or let's take the spiritual aspect and consider one young man called Saul of Tarsus. You know his story very well. He was the chairman the day they were stoning Stephen to death. That's how far gone he was. And according to Acts chapter 8, verse 1 to 3, Acts 8, verse 1 to 3, the Bible said he was wreaking havoc among the church of God. He was doing everything evil you can think about. But then by Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 6, Acts 9, verse 1 to 6, he had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and the tide turned. And the man who was a representative of the devil became an apostle. I don't know how far gone somebody may be here today spiritually. And I have a feeling there are one or two of them here. Because of the encounter you are going to have with Jesus Christ, one day when you become a preacher, you will testify of today. Now, there is what is called a double turning point. Double turning points. Like in the story I read in the text, Daniel chapter 4, from verse 28, if we take it from verse 28 to 37, Daniel 4, 28 to 37, you will see the case of Nebuchadnezzar. He was great. He kept on climbing until he became the leader of the whole world. Then the tide turned and he became an animal. For 7 years, the one who used to be number one in the world became number one among animals, eating grass, walking about naked. Then he had a second turning point. He had an encounter with the Most High, and then he started climbing again. That's the text I read to you. There might be some of us who used to be great, and then things turned, and now we are nothing. We will have a second turning point today, and we will begin to climb again in Jesus' name. I had a friend. He's gone to be with the Lord now. He was a very rich man. We met when he was still very wealthy. He came to the church at Abuja Meta, gave his life to Jesus, and he began to work very hard for God. And then he got to a point where the devil deceived him. And he said, I can preach. What is the Jew saying that I can't say? I have the money. So he built a church. And he said, I will dedicate this church at such a time. And in the meantime, God told me, something is wrong with this man. He's beginning to think that without him, God cannot do his work in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And I spoke to him as a friend. He said, no, that's all right. Forget. And then the Almighty God, out of mercy, decided to deal with him his own way. He was into block making. And you know very well, when you are molding blocks, you just do it outside. Nobody comes to steal blocks. But one morning he got to his block making something and found all his blocks gone and all the instruments gone. He said, that's no problem. I have more money in the bank. I will start afresh. And he was also into real estate. So he sold a house to a man. And the man said, please give me till the end of the month before you come to collect the key. At the end of the month, he went to collect the key, and the wife reported him to the police and said, this man has kidnapped my husband. How can I kidnap your husband? I'm the one who wants to get something from him. They reported to the police. Before you knew it, the police had detained him. He got the best lawyer. The best lawyer got to the court and couldn't even open his mouth to say a word. It was while he was in detention, God spoke to him. You are going the wrong direction. I have to block your way so that you can come back to me. So I woke up one morning and I found him at my door. And then he told me all that he had planned and all that had happened. I prayed for him. Before he got back home, the man who said he was kidnapped, who had been hiding, was already at his door begging for forgiveness. And the tide turned for him. And he kept on climbing. He became an elder in the church before he died. It doesn't matter how far gone you are. Because there might be one or two people here this morning who are far, far, far gone, backsliding to a long, long level of decadence. In the name that's above every other name, God will restore you today. And then, in mathematics again, there is what we call the point of inflection. And I will explain that one. It means somebody is climbing. He gets to the top and level out, plateaued. And then instead of coming down, he starts going up again. So it's up, level, up. And I will give you just one example. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17. 2 Kings 4, 8 to 17. It tells us the story of the Shunammite woman. The Bible says she was great. She kept on growing. She became familiar with the king, familiar with the commander-in-chief. She felt she needed nothing. But then she got to a stage where she felt, no, I'm okay where I am. Then she had an encounter with the great man of God. And all of a sudden, she began to climb again. Her joy became full. She had the only thing that money could not buy. And even when the devil tried to steal that miracle from her, the Almighty God got the devil to vomit what he had taken from her. I can give you several examples, but I'm running out of time. So I have good news for someone here today who is great, who is at the mountain top. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will never go down. Your own turning point today will be to move you from greatness to greater greatness, to move you from glory to glory, to move you from success to greater success. So what is it that God requires from you? Because you know yourself from what I've just said, where you are. Are you at the top and you're already beginning to sense that you are descending? Are you in a valley that you can say things have never been this bad? Or are you on a mountaintop and you desire to keep going higher still? Well, if you are going down, what God requires from you is that you return to Him urgently. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Jeremiah 3, verse 22. The Almighty God said, if you return, I will heal your backsliding. No matter how far down you've gone, the Almighty God can grab you even from a pit, bring you to the level ground, and then keep on promoting you. If you are up and you want to stay up, then just check what the Bible says in Psalm 23, verse 6. Psalm 23, verse 6, David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. For how long? All the days of my life. But then he added, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You want to keep growing higher and higher? Very simple. Just abide. Abide. How do I abide? Word of God made it clear. Two cannot walk together except they be agreed. The reason he said be holy is because he said I am holy. If you want the two of us to go together, be holy. If you're already high and you want to keep going higher, be his partner, join hands with him in doing his work. And you will see him moving you higher and higher and higher. One bishop said to me not too long ago, he said, there's something about you, Daddy, that I have been trying to put into words. I said, what is it? He said, when we think we know where you are, if we think, oh yes, this is the level where he is, by the next time we see you, you are already at a higher level. He said, what is the secret? I said, simple. I discovered the master key long ago. And the master key is holiness. You hold on to him. You live according to his will. You keep on advertising him. He will keep on promoting you. Finally. Maybe you are even confused. You don't even know where you are. The late Orimolusi of Ijebu said something to me. You know, we were very close friends. One day he said to me, EA, I said, sir. He said, my joy is always overflowing. I said, okay, Kadesi, what do you think? What do you think is responsible? He said, I am a king in this world. I said, yes, sir. And then I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I said, yes, sir. He said, now I'm going to be a king in heaven. King here or now, and I'm going to be a king in heaven. I said, congratulations. You can't beat that. That is a good point of inflection. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, so that you can be a king in this world, and be a king in the world to come. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ so that not only will he heal you today, you won't know sickness again. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ so that not only will he clear your debt, it doesn't matter how much you are owing, very soon you will be able to go to your pastor and say, how much is the next program going to cost? Because I alone want to pay. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. So if you are very high up there, you have to begin to move very fast now. Before I say 10, you must be standing before me so I can pray for your salvation. And then your turning point will really begin. And if you're a backslider and you want to return to the Lord Jesus Christ, begin to come now as I begin to count. And I'm counting now. 1. 2. 2. Now if you are clapping, clap very well. That may be your beginning of rejoicing. 3. Let this day be your own real turning point. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, everything becomes new. Old things pass away. Come now. 4. All those hands that are clapping will never be empty. Never be empty. Those hands will never wither at all. They are hands that will never reach the bottom of their pockets. Forever. 6. 7. 8. Wait a little because I can see some of you coming downstairs. Keep coming. This is your day of turning point. Come quickly. 8. Nine. Just keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming. I can see you coming downstairs, so I will hold on for 10 seconds. Keep coming, keep coming. Nine. Now those of you who are still on the way, pray as you come along. And those of us who are in the front, let's talk to the Almighty God. Ask Him to please have mercy on us. Save our souls. Forgive all our sins. Tell Him from now on, He will be your Lord and Savior, that you will serve Him, that He should please wipe away all your sins today and give you a new beginning. And please, the rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them, that the Almighty God who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Please intercede for them for about 2 minutes. And those of you who are still on the way, hurry up. Make sure you get there before I finish praying. Come quickly. The Lord is still waiting for you. You are not late yet. Just keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Yes, keep coming, keep coming. Brethren, let's intercede for them for another 1 minute. Let's pray that the Almighty God will have mercy on them, that He will save their souls, that He will forgive all their sins, that He will give them a brand new beginning. Keep coming, keep coming. You are the one I'm waiting for. You are not late yet. Just make sure you get here before I finish praying. Keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming. Yes, keep coming. God bless you. Don't wait, just keep coming. Make sure you get here before I finish praying, but just keep coming. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Ancient of Days, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power that can give turning points to people. Thank you for these people who have come to surrender their life to you. Father, please receive them in Jesus' name. They have come to you now, Father, please receive them. Have mercy on them. Save their souls. Wipe away their blood, their sin with your blood. Write their names in the book of life. And from now, anytime they call on you, answer them by fire. Thank you, my Father, my God. And now, Lord God Almighty, I'm committing your children here into your hands once again. Those who have just come forward and those who have been you all these days. In a moment, I'm going to ask them to pray. Please, Lord, everyone here today, answer our prayers. For everybody here today, my Father and my God, let this moment mark a new beginning. Don't let anyone go home today without a testimony. Thank you, my Father and my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, those of you who have come forward, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Now, I want to rejoice with you, because from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. The counselors will give you a card which you will fill, and they will send me a copy, and I promise you I'll be praying for you. So you collect the card, make sure you fill the card before you leave. But stay where you are, because the rest of us want to pray now. How many of us believe that God will give us a major turning point today? Stand on your feet and shout hallelujah. I want you to cry to God with all your heart. Because a day like this probably will come only once in a lifetime. And say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, from today, move me from glory to glory, from success to success, from breakthroughs to breakthroughs, until I become exceedingly great. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. From this moment onward, my Father and my God, let my own turning point begin, moving me from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from success to success, from greatness to greatness, until I become exceedingly great. Give me my major turning point today.